This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello members, fellow amateur operators and everybody. This is John, VK5RJ. Well, the AGM went off pretty well, I thought. It was great to see so many faces at the meeting. It was the biggest crowd I've seen at an AHARS meeting in the time that I've been a member, which is admittedly only about 4 or 5 years. Next time I get the attendance book out, I'll make a count and see exactly how many there actually were in attendance. We have a new treasurer, Richard, VK5AAD, a vice president, Paul, VK5PH, and two new committee members, Graham, VK5JGM, and Graham, VK5GKB. Thank you to those gentlemen for putting their hats into the ring to help us with the running of the club for the next year. A big thank you to our outgoing Treasurer Ian, VK5OUI, and Vice President Tim, VK5MBY, for the work that they've done for the past year. Very much appreciated, thanks to you both. The fees were ratified by a vote of the membership and remain at $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members. It was agreed that we impose a $5 late fee on both amounts for the late payment after the end of March. Secretary Jeff also brought up the point that in the Constitution, that non-financial members 60 days from the date of the AGM will be deemed to have resigned from the club and will no longer be considered members. They would have to apply and rejoin if they wish to do so. A number of members took the opportunity to pay their fees by cash, and VKJB and Treasurer Ian were busy writing out receipts for those who chose to do that. Payment by direct deposit into the AHARS bank account is actually the preferred method. Bank account details can be found on https://ahars.au/contact-information down the bottom. This gives us a better record of who's paid and who hasn't. The Blackwood RSL has informed us that they can no longer provide us with the Friday lunch facilities, as it's not economically viable for them, so we'll have to take our business elsewhere. It's been suggested that we try the Torrens Arms Hotel on Blair Road in Mitcham for our lunch next Friday, the 28th of February. See you all there. It'll be a new venue for us to try. I'm informed by our resident food critic, VK5PH, that the food is good and reasonably priced, with seniors discounts available. See you about 11:30 or thereabouts. For our first Saturday tech session, I think we'll have a show and tell of anything that we have new that we might have acquired. I'm sure there could be some interesting Christmas presents that we haven't seen yet. We'll also be having our first committee meeting for the year on that day with the new committee. If there's any business that anyone wants brought up, please get in touch with me or any of the other committee members, and we'll discuss it and attempt to make resolutions in the best interests of the club. Information on our regular weekly nets can be found on the http://ahars.au/radionets page, and there are some interesting things on our Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. That's all for this week. Cheers and 73. John, VK5RJ.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 23rd of February. Last Friday we had a presentation from Arthur, VK5AI, on his experiences hunting down a 160-metre band noise source in the eastern suburbs of Adelaide. This was a great success story of how, with the right approach, interference issues can be resolved amicably. Arthur's talk was recorded and is available on the AREG website. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held on Friday the 7th of March, with hunters arriving at the start a bit after 6 p.m. and departing at 6:30 p.m. Our start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the Fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact me at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Also coming up in the AREG calendar, for our March meeting, we'll have a talk from David Rowe, VK5DGR, on the new RADI digital voice mode. And for April's meeting, we're likely going to be holding a picnic, park activation and fox hunt at a park somewhere around the Adelaide area. As usual, for more information on upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, it's Les, VK5KLD here again, with all the North East Radio Club news for this week. And just a quick reminder about the North East Radio Club regular events. Every Wednesday morning at the Tea Tree Gully Library, you'll find the ever popular Coffee Club. So come along and have a coffee and a chat. And every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network, you'll find the F-Troop Net, where we all gather for a final chat for the week. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club is next Friday, the 28th of February, and it's going to be a tech night. Now, there will be a follow-up on the 3D printing lecture that was given last meeting. And you can bring along any projects and that you've made using 3D printing and show them off to everybody and have a discussion about them. And also during this meeting, we will be given a detailed report on the upgrade that's been done to the VK5 RHO repeater site. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall next Friday night. Well, that's all for this week. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Recently, I mentioned that we have formed several small committees to plan and oversee some of our projects. A number of our projects are being managed by one person, and one of the important ones of those is trying to work out exactly what in our club rooms is consuming all the electricity. Our electricity bill keeps on growing, and we really need to minimise it for obvious reasons. To this end, Norbert, VK5MQ, is now monitoring our usage with a view to working out if it will be practicable to power our radio shack with solar power. We have turned off our small club refrigerator, which keeps our soft drinks cold for coffee mornings and meetings, and will be using an icebox to keep them cold while the fridge is turned off, in order to ensure that the only power being used is by what is in the shack. The shack contains an HF radio which also has 2 metres and 70 centimetres available for remote use, and our C4 FM transceiver as well. There are a couple of 12-volt power supplies, a Raspberry Pi and a desktop computer, as well as our internet modem and a few other peripherals that are using power. We are hopeful that Norbert can come up with a practical solution to this problem, as, like all not-for-profit organisations, we need to minimise our expenses. Another solo project is the tidying up of our museum room within the club rooms. Owen, VK5HOS, is working on getting this sorted by cleaning out any unwanted items and putting what remains into some semblance of order. Our group is extremely lucky to have such a fabulous home, which we owe to the efforts of club patron Kevin, who at the time of obtaining them held the call sign VK5KJ. Unfortunately, Kevin now resides in Queensland, where he holds the very well-known call sign of VK4UH, always known as VK4 Uncle Henry. Kevin was assisted in negotiating with the City of Mount Gambier by Wayne, VK5ZX at that time, and now Silent Key, and between them they eventually achieved success. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wise South Australia and its committee. A reminder that next Sunday, the 2nd of March, the Wise South Australia Net will be held at 2800 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net next Sunday, the 2nd of March 2025. A reminder regarding a future event, Wise South Australia is holding our first Saturday technical session on Saturday the 22nd of March 2025 from 10 a.m. with doors opening around 9 a.m. so you can bring in your equipment, laptops, transceivers, etc. and be ready to set up and ready for assistance if required down from 10 a.m. at the Scouts SA Centre for Adventurous Activities located at Anderson Avenue, North Goonoog. This first event is to be a digital modes day, which will be hosted by the Wison Digital Working Party team, and the event is being coordinated by Mr. Lewis Coleshill, VK5FLY. There will also be a field set up to educate and display various digital modes on the day. On the day, the digital support team will be assisting providing education, support and assistance with programming and configuring your transceivers and digital equipment, along with interfacing to your laptops, etc., to be able to utilise JS8 call, APRS, MeshTastic, WinLink, etc. So make a note and put this event in your diaries now before you forget, for Saturday the 22nd of March from 10 a.m. You'll also be required to bring an extension lead and a power board along with you, and also a dummy load if you have one to facilitate RS transmission across the hall with your equipment. Every attendee on the day will be provided with a free barbecue lunch and soft drinks on the day, along with social get-together interaction of amateur radio operators where skills and ideas can be shared over lunch, and no amateur or guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. The Shannon's Rally of the Heartland up at Barra and surrounds is being held over the 25th to 27th of April 2025, and we are currently requiring a few more volunteer ham radio operators to assist with being part of this team by providing radio communications and logistics support for this event. Don't worry if you never participated in a Wison Rally event before, as full support and education will be provided, and you will be buddied up with a seasoned operator who can guide you through it. You can register for the event by googling the Rally of SA webpage and tick the box as a Wison volunteer. If you require further information, please go to the Wison SA Facebook page and ask a question on the page, and one asker will get back to you ASAP. For further clarification, please visit the Wise Australian Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and the Wise SA events updates. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wise Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event or chatting to you on the Wise Net next Sunday, the 2nd of March. Cheers all, stay safe in 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.